Well, representing East Sac County as the school wants to promote their cross-country teams since the state qualifying meets were announced on Wednesday. Melanie Hundling is our guest. Coach, thanks for the time, and let's talk Raiders cross-country, and let's begin with maybe how many athletes you have out this year on the varsity level.
We've got 12 total. We've got 5 girls and 7 boys, so full team on each side, so that's good.
Always nice to see, and I know you've been busy, of course, like all of our cross-country teams have. And now, what do you do to gear up, or how much do you push the athletes leading up to the state qualifying meet next Thursday?
Actually, we're just kind of maintaining, you know, where we've been. I told the kids, you guys have worked hard all season. We're in as good a shape as we're going to be, so at this point, just don't get hurt and don't get sick, and we'll see how next Thursday goes. So with the rain, we've been driven inside a little bit. So, yeah, we're just kind of hanging in there, I guess, is what you'd say.
And where is your state qualifying meet on Thursday of next week?
We're headed to Orange City.
All right, so you're going to be prepared there. And I know we can't talk about every single athlete during our school spotlight, but you know, on paper, you can see the times from each meet this year. Is there anyone that might have a shot here at state that you're certainly hoping for?
I'm hoping we have a couple boys that could get up there. They've all been running kind of right in the middle, maybe the upper half throughout the season, but their times have consistently improved. Honestly, you know, the group has had a different top finisher at about every meet. Timothy Pobans has stood out most of them. Levi Steinkamp's been up there a few times, so. But as a group, I would like to see a couple of them finish in that top 20 if we could.
And on the girls' side?
The girls' side, we've been struggling with some injuries and some medical issues this year, so we may not have a full team to run next Thursday, but Kiara Canclini, our foreign exchange student that's with us this year, has a pretty good shot, actually. She's been in medal contention at about every meet, so if she gets out there hard to start with, we may get to see her advance. We'll see how it goes.
Well, top 15, top 3 teams advance, and Melanie Hundling in your first year as cross-country coach at East Sac County. Best of luck to you and your athletes in that state qualifier next Thursday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Our school spotlight with East Sac County, brought to you every other week by the Loring Hospital, right here on Mix 101.7.